Hey listeners, my name is Kelly Givens and I'm one of the producers behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible, but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Dishing Out Truth by Liz Curtis Higgs. Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. John 11:27. Over the centuries, Martha has gotten a bum rap for wanting her sister, Mary of Bethany, to stop sitting at the feet of Jesus and start serving the meal. Tell her to help me, Martha demanded of their guest of honor. Jesus was gentle with Martha, but firm. You are worried and upset about many things, the Lord told her, discerning the real problem. Martha thought her efforts were of greater significance than Mary's. Those of us who are talkers and doers often discount others who are listeners and thinkers. The good news is, Martha learned from Mary's example, and most of all, from their master teacher. The next time Jesus came to Bethany, summoned by both sisters on behalf of their dying brother Lazarus, Martha leaped to her feet and ran out to greet him. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus pushed her faith to the next level in telling her, I am the resurrection and the life. Then he made a mind-boggling, eternity-spanning promise that whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Finally, he asked Martha the big question, the one we all must answer. Do you believe this? This means all of it, who he is and why he came and what that means for us. Martha's response was swift and sure, a courageous expression of faith, and our key verse today. Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. When Jesus said, I am, she affirmed, you are. Her I believe confession is remarkable because she stated his title, his divine nature, and his calling. Neither Peter nor John made this bold proclamation that day in Bethany, but a woman did. Martha's faith was now as solid and unshakable as her sister Mary's. She who served the food also dished out the truth. It is for your coming that the world has waited. What Martha did is something you and I can do as well. Profess our faith, proclaim his truth, promote his kingdom. Jesus expects and deserves nothing less than our total commitment. We don't all need to be dazzling hostesses or confident cooks, just women who throw open the doors of our hearts and make him welcome. Let's pray. Lord, teach us how to be as faith-filled as Martha and trust your promises, no matter how impossible they seem. Remind us that with you, all things are possible, including your resurrection and ours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now in his shows, he would say, "That Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day. My whole right side sobered up." And I would repeat that in my act, and I said, "You know, it did." And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.